You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Matcha Tuesday. Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No. We have an inside joke running that I thought we broke our streak, but I think we're back. So anyway, hi, everyone. Happy Matcha Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa.
Oh, my. Maybe it's mine.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome,
I'm going to be right back. Welcome. Joseph, continue.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Matcha Tuesday, as Elizabeth said. I hope everyone had a great week so far and a great weekend. We got hit by a lot of snow here in Canada. Been having a lot of shoveling. It's been a great workout. It's been absolutely amazing, and we've seen places like
Okay, here we are. You know what this means? This means that ETH is gonna run.
Do we have to say it right now?
Go ETH. I'm just saying, like, whenever this happens, ETH tends to run.
I think it usually does, yeah.
It didn't run.
So market right now, 3016. So
hey, drum roll. Ready? Drum roll. Go ETH. Okay, we're very optimistic, and we're gonna say why. Fed is meeting right now, and they announced tomorrow we anticipate rates are gonna be flat, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what we built into the pricing. That's what we built into the market. We had a dip over the weekend, and the dip over the weekend was because they thought, oh, you know, numbers are going to come out favorable towards inflation. Well, guess what? Numbers came out today that are not favorable towards inflation. So that's a positive sign towards rate cuts. And if the Fed cuts rates, which we don't anticipate, tomorrow we'll have a huge rally in the market. But we anticipate on the March 15th date, the mid-month of March, that's the next time that they meet, the next time they announce, we anticipate a rate cut then, which goes in line with all of our predictions on when we're going to have an upturn in crypto to catch our next two all-time highs in 2026. Woo. And targets. So February 5th, February 11th, targets uptick. We're really close to that right now. We're like a week away. So y'all have been sitting on the sidelines. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Do your own research, not financial advice. Oh, we're going to talk about that too. But I wanted to open that way, very optimistic. We had profit-taking pullback. I'll go more into the ETH and the market and what's going on, but go ETH.
Go ETH.
So we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to come back and we're going to market predictions again, tell you what we anticipate is going to be happening in the market, why things are doing what they're doing, what we anticipate, our predictive analysis. Because remember, we built out these predictive trading bots, predictive AI bots 4 years ago. We were the first AI predictive trading bots 4 years ago.
And now
everyone's coming out with predictive quote unquote bots. They're not predictive, but we'll talk about that later also. But that's like the trend, right? Just like matcha's the trend.
Right.
And Jeeps are the trend right now.
Right.
I saw 15 Jeeps within 10 minutes the other day. I got into my car to go wash my car, go pick up some food, and kid you not, within a 10-minute time span, in the middle of not like a highly populated area that would normally have Jeeps, I saw about 15 Jeeps. So,
oh my.
We're going to talk about that too. We're just giving away like all the fun stuff that we're going to be talking about on this episode, but stay tuned for the best part: market predictions, predictive AI, what's trending, what's going to happen, what you have looked forward to, holidays, vacations, Valentine's Day, our 2-year anniversary on the show. Woo! We also have a big kickoff that we're going to be talking about that we're doing on Sunday and leading into our holiday kickoff for the show. Super Bowl's in 2 weeks. Then it's Valentine's Day, President's Day. The market should be on its uptick. So y'all have a lot of good things to look forward to right now.
Oh, yeah.
End of January, going into February, a lot of exciting things to look forward to. And we're going to tell you why in just a minute.
Woo! Oh, my.
Okay. Sip of water. I need a sip of water after that.
The excitement is real. Buckle up. This is going to be one of the best episodes yet. We have so much to talk about today, and we've hinted at a lot of it already. The Jeeps is going to be fun because there's a lot of fun stuff going on with that. And I'm not going to say anything, but I think we're part of the reason.
Yeah, we want to bring you, because we're called Tech Trend Investments. Trend Investments. So we teach you the new technology that's coming out and slang words and what type of tech is coming out. And AI 2 years ago, when everybody was like, no, don't go to AI. It's going to be, no, don't do AI. Don't do AI. Like, I started AI in 2019, but we've been promoting it on the show and telling you how you can incorporate in your businesses, what the new technology is coming out with AI, how to utilize it, how to bring it into your everyday living, where it's like popping up. We've been talking about it for 2 years and now everybody's like AI, AI. Every, like, you go and have a conversation with anybody on the street right now, like probably in every third sentence, AI will be mentioned right now. Like probably. AI is so prevalent everywhere. And before, like, you know, remember you said friends and friends families were saying, like, they're like, stay away. Don't do AI.
Oh, and
what
and
are you like, doing?
Now at Christmas, all they could talk about was AI. Oh, I used AI. Oh, I used AI.
You're like, could we have recorded you a year or two ago when everybody was saying no? But now it's prevalent. It's everywhere. So again, tech, trend, investments, right?
Right.
Now, if you all listened and you invested in companies that were prevalent towards AI, you would be in the green right now, obviously. Green like matcha.
Exactly.
Green like guacamole. Go green. Go ETH. And y'all remember, I talk in analogies so that you can remember things. We explain so when you're learning something, you remember things by visual, auditory, like analogies, touch, smell. We can't do smell over the radio or over the talk, online yet. But, you know, you never know. Maybe that's the next thing that we invent. Y'all be like sitting there and I'll like, send out the smell of fresh baked cookies.
Oh no.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, I'd get hungry instantly.
Right? We're like, okay, we're like, go eat. And then fresh baked cookies get sent out as a smell. Oh. And then we're like, go eat. And then you can smell fresh baked cinnamon rolls out there. Because those are like probably the two most prevalent smells that, you know, like trigger response, I would say. That and barbecue smoke pits. I like love the smell of barbecue smoke pits. I don't think I'd want to send that out on the air as we're talking, unless maybe it's the end of the show and we start talking about food and dinner. But
that would be
good. Nothing better than driving in traffic right now. If y'all are sitting in LA and you're driving in traffic and I'm talking about food and all you're thinking about is getting home and eating dinner. And we're talking about food right now. But go east. I know I've been on a tangent, but I'm just so excited because there's so many things going on right now. So much fun. We love seeing results or seeing confirmation of the things that we've been talking about out in the universe. So we know that the message is getting out there somehow. Because we've been talking about matcha for 2 years, and now the best thing in the world is I see like everywhere I go, like Starbucks is advertising matcha now. Like I see matcha everywhere. Maybe I'm just you know.
Oh, I see it everywhere too.
Because I put it in, but I'm seeing matcha everything. And then I always get my matcha. So I'm at the Colorado River again right now because I was going to go to Florida and it was like 70, 90 degrees in Florida. I had to go out there for an appointment. And I booked all my flights and I was ready to go and had to cancel all of it. And Florida was like at 80, 90, and there was that winter freeze that's going on across the states. And now Florida hit the freeze.
Oh, so my.
So instead, I'm in 65 degree weather by staying put. But now Florida has the freeze. And why was I talking about this? There was a reason. Oh, I'm at the Colorado River, so because of it. I'm just so excited. When you've been working nonstop, which I have, working till like 12 to 3 a.m. in the morning, working on all this tech to get it out live and ready to go, and then waking up at 6 or 7, it kind of takes a toll on your brain.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. And when I haven't had enough caffeine, I guess. This is going to be the show that all they did is they're like, didn't talk about the markets. All they talked about was matcha and yeast and freeze and cinnamon rolls and fresh baked cookies. No, I'm just kidding.
Promise we'll get to the markets.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. We're just trying to keep you all in suspense and like wait. You know, like it's like Christmas morning when you're waiting and you know that maybe Santa brought you that bike that you've been waiting for like the whole year and you've been begging your parents for and you've been writing it down and you've been asking for it and you've been looking at the pictures and seeing it online and seeing it on the TV and that's something that you want. Like we're right at that moment right now, you know?
Right.
We're at that moment. We're at that moment right now. It's like Christmas morning to us right now. So we're super excited. At least I am. Go eat.
I'm always excited for it. I can't yes. wait.
Yes. That's how I feel right now. So I'm like a little giddy, a little goofy, a lot goofy right now. But yeah. But so a lot of things have happened recently that are like giving confirmation for so many things. So we've been talking about matcha. I'm going to go back to here because this is exciting. So we've been talking about matcha and now I'm seeing like matcha everywhere, which is amazing. I love it because matcha is healthy for you too. It's like an antioxidant. It's supposed to help cancer in the future, all kinds of things, right?
Right.
And it tastes good. So, like, if you get a sugar-free, it tastes like ice cream. It tastes like green tea ice cream, which I love. It's, you know,
might
you
go be my to your favorite.
You go to your favorite, you know, Japanese restaurant at the end. You have, after you've had all you can eat sushi, if you're in California. And then you go and have green tea ice cream afterwards. It's like having your green tea ice cream every day with a caffeine kick.
It's perfect.
But I get the sugar-free version. And so I'm very excited. So I, like, treat yourself, treating myself matcha and making myself healthy. But when I was picking it up today before the show, because I always like go get it right before the show, I get it comped. So that's great. So I get like my free matcha, which is amazing. And then as I was picking it up, my favorite valet guy was like picking up his matcha right before me. I'm like, what?
Oh,
I'm like,
my.
I'm like, look at that drink. I go, that's an awesome drink. And then he's like, yeah. And mine was like sitting right there too. And he's like, yeah. He goes, you inspired me. And now I'm drinking matcha.
Oh my like, God.
I go, that's awesome. That is like amazing. Like, you know, that's just blew me away. So that happened right before the show. And that's probably another reason why I'm all happy. I'm like, it's great to see the influence that we have. And hopefully we're being a good influence, you know, for the world. That's why we're here, is to make your life better, easier, simpler, so you can do the things that you love to do and pursue the things that you love to pursue and, you know, try out new things like a matcha or see Jeeps everywhere you go so you're aware of it, or set your goals and your visions and your dreams and manifest what you want out of your life and not settle and pursue your passions. And hopefully we're inspiring you one way or the other, even if it's just like a little tiny bit, that makes me happy.
Right.
So when I see these things happen and I see confirmation, like seeing Jeeps everywhere or seeing people having matcha or talking about crypto or AI or talking about ETH and saying go ETH, that makes my day. That's like the best thing in the whole entire world. I'm like, you know what? Instead of people talking about how terrible everything is, if you're optimistic and have little fun things that you do and little, you know, treats and little things that you pursue and find things in your passion and you're doing that, that's what inspires me. So I'm really, really excited. And the other thing that we want to mention, so that's the matcha part of it. Number two, about the Jeep. So we've been saying, you know, like when you go to manifest, you think of something in your brain and subconsciously your brain's going to seek it out everywhere you go because it's in your brain. It's in your subconscious. You wrote it down and you thought about it. And we mentioned Jeeps back, what was it, like end of November?
I think it was end of November.
End of November. And so we've been saying it, you know, it's just like some random car brand that I picked out just randomly. And so I've been aware of it. I've been seeing them everywhere. Well, I looked up the sales just to see if maybe it had an effect. And Jeep's sales in the month of December were up 4%. So it's like one of the highest months they had in sales since 2021. Since 2021, in 4 years, their highest month in Jeep sales was in December. And the January sales haven't come out yet. But based on the amount of Jeeps that I've been seeing lately, I bet you they've had like a banner month also.
Oh, my.
And, you know, like, that's great. You know, like, hopefully that was part of an effect, right? And
I hope so.
If y'all bought a Jeep, go you. You know, I'm very excited. They're fun. So that is an inspiration to me too. And I'm very excited about that. So that was like two confirmations today that I've had so far. And the ETH, go ETH. ETH had the bounce back today too, right before the show.
Right.
So that's another confirmation that I'm very excited about. Go ETH, right?
Go
ETH. Funny,
ETH.
Like, right? So it's funny, like when we go on the show, normally ETH will run while we're on the show because we're talking about ETH and the ETH will run during the show. Well, most of y'all probably got smart and realized that if we're going to talk about ETH, it's going to go up. So you get into ETH before the show. So now I'm noticing that we're having a bounce up on ETH before the show, which is great. I'm very optimistic on that too. So go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. And we have targets. We have targets. We have targets. And so when we break our 30-50 on our first run up, that will go into the next range. And remember, the Fed is coming tomorrow, like they're going to announce tomorrow. More than likely, they're not going to have a rate cut, but that's already built into pricing. We already know that. And hypothetically, if they do a rate cut, the market will go crazy and rally and it'll be all green. So if they decide to do a rate cut, it would be funny if they did like a 0.1. that would be kind of exciting. One. They've never done that. They would like probably create history or something. I wonder if they've ever done that. So normally they do it in quarters, right? So
right.
If they do a quarter cut or greater, the market will just go wild and be excited. And everything's confirming right now that we're not going into inflation. And so the reason why they either hold rates steady or they raise rates or they drop rates when like we're in the drop rate cycle, right, is because they want more businesses to borrow, to be more productive, to people to borrow, to buy goods and services because we're going in a potential recession. A recession means that people stop buying, they stop, you know, like hiring, they stop expanding. So recession is, it withdraws, right? And so to inspire people, they cut rates so people can afford to expand in markets when they're soft. And when they raise rates, they're trying to do the opposite. So we're in, where we want rates to be cut so we can do expansion because we're flat or we're going towards a recession instead of an inflation. And the way that the labor unemployment came out, I think that came out today, right?
Yeah, unemployment came out today.
Right. So there was something that they wrote that was kind of key, and I want to read this. So unemployment rose to 4.6%. That was November. But there was something else that was special about this. And of course, I won't find it until after the show, probably. It was really important, too. I put it in here. Oh, my.
You ask it, you shall receive.
Right?
Just like the Jeeps and the Macho.
Oh, my. And I can't find it now. It's terrible. Here we go.
There we go.
Payroll employment was essentially flat. So unemployment went up on the state level. Unemployment increased year over year in 16 states plus DC, while only 8 states saw declines. But payroll, can't talk. Payroll employment was essentially flat, which tells you the rise of unemployment wasn't from mass layoffs, but it was from slower hiring and labor rebalancing. So that means that the reason why we were going into unemployment wasn't from the layoffs that had happened in was like October, November, December, et cetera, but it was from slower hiring and labor rebalancing, which means that we're not going into an inflationary cycle. So that's a key component for the feds for a potential rate cut, you know, tomorrow,
right,
or in 45 days. So the next time the Fed meets is not till mid-March. And so all of our targets have been, we always say 3 weeks before the Fed meets. So 3 weeks ago, we had ETH and the financial markets on an uptick because they were optimistic, right?
Right.
And then over the weekend, we had a pullback because it was indecisive. People didn't know what was going to happen. And when people don't know what to expect officially, they try and be conservative. And there was a pullback in the market over the weekend, which is fine. And then we had a bounce back today. So they're optimistic again on a potential rate cut in the future. And so 3 weeks before the Fed met, we had our bounce on the market, so it was up. We were green, we were up. Then there's profit taking, of course, and we were still green and up. And then over the weekend, we had a pullback, but then we bounced back today. And so we're still optimistic on a bounce back. Now, our targets, and we've been saying this for a bit, is February 5th is our target for the financial markets and the crypto markets to go up. And then we also have a target of February 11th. Now, and then I think I said February 15th also. So
right.
So we have February 5th, February 11th, February 15th is our targets for optimism in the market. 3 weeks before the Fed meets, so the Fed is meeting March 15th. We anticipate a rate cut. It will be built into the market, and that puts us at February 21st. So we'll have another uptick in the market February 21st. And this is do your own research, not financial advice. I'm building in based on overall factors and not just looking at charts or TA, but accounting for human emotion, what people do, how they react, what markets do based on certain circumstances, and then combining all that information and then doing predictions, basically. So predictive markets.
Right.
And so that gives us February 5th, February 11th, February 15th, and February 21st. So the month of February looks pretty optimistic for crypto markets. Do your research, not financial advice. Unless we have a wild card again. And you all know what the wild card is. And the wild card affected the markets last time. But do your own research, not financial advice. I still am very optimistic. I'm still very up on crypto, and right now our range is range 2783 to 4603. We're above the line on 3000, so that's positive. Ooh. positive, right? Now, also don't forget, when we have a dip in the market, there's a reason for the dip, is so people can get in a lower entry.
Mm-hmm.
So So watch who's buying when we have a dip in the market, and then you know why the market's doing what it's doing. So,
exactly.
Right. So everybody else is like, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Everybody else is like swooping up millions of dollars worth of ETH and crypto because they're like, low entry. Low entry means you get it at the lowest potential, and then you have a bigger range on the upside, right? So if y'all got in at 2750 or 2800, and we go back to 4400, you know, that's like 1600 points up. That's a lot. It's like
that is
almost
a lot.
Right. And I anticipate we're going to have at least two all-time highs, which means we're pushing past 4660.
4650,
4660. Yeah. No, higher. 4955.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. So my brain is just overwhelmed with numbers right now. So we've been doing statistics and data and probability and screening and tokens. So y'all don't want to hear about that. But so all-time high right now is 4955, right? If you all bought in at 2800, I anticipate two all-time highs in the next, you know, 2026. I'm targeting close to March and June. This is my targets. Do your own research, not financial advice. When we get closer, I'll be a little bit more precise. But this is my optimism of where I anticipate hitting those all-time highs. So if you got in low, you have that potential to go up like 2,100 points, 2,150 points, like almost close to doubling your money. Do your own research, not financial advice. See how many times I say that in this episode. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic on financial markets. I'm optimistic on technology, on AI, on businesses, on everything that's going on. We tend to trade daily, so we are always watching the markets and what they're doing. If you're listening to other sources, they're reporting 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months ago. So all the data that you get on like a blog or somebody's information or somebody's website is usually old data. And we try to give you live data and predictive data for the future.
Right.
So hopefully y'all are listening, drinking your matcha and driving your Jeep. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all do whatever you want to do. Find your passion, find your favorite drink, whatever it is. And I think I'm going to switch it up. Not today, not this episode. I think we're going to switch up the car and we're going to switch up the drink, but
oh.
I like my matcha. I do like my matcha. So that's going to be a little hard, but so this is my anticipation, right? So February 5th, February 11th, February 15th, because mid-month, but it's also a holiday. It's President's Day weekend and Valentine's Day. So, but it's when money comes into the market mid-month. And then people also tend to go on holiday, right? On vacation, because it's that mid-month holiday. And then February 21st, which is 3 weeks before the Fed meets. February 28th is end of the month, beginning of the month of March, 2 weeks before the Fed meets. So I see February as a good month.
Again,
good month. So
your research.
Right. But that's my optimism. So that means that if you're getting in and you're investing your $10, your $10 has the potential to go to 17 or 18. You know, but
right.
You never know, right? If you're buying $1,000, it has a potential to go 1,700, 1,800. Do you understand not financial advice? But, you know, calculate out your own risk and reward and how much you can afford, and your coffee discretionary money is what you invest. Not your mortgages, not your primary money, but the money that you can afford to risk. Okay, so that's the good part about that. The other thing, volume came into the market for meme coins. January 5th. So we've had a lot of volume, a lot more cleaner tokens coming over. More people are trading them right now. And we've been using our predictive bots for 4 years on finding the top 100 tokens a day. And I'm going to explain that in just a minute also. Sip of water. Is there something that I forgot that we were going to talk about before we go into that?
No, not yet. No, I think we're good. I think we've covered everything. We've got the Jeeps, got the color green, we got matcha. If you're driving your Jeep and drinking your matcha, everything's green, right?
Woo!
If you're listening to the show, that's how we'll know.
I personally drive a Challenger, but hey. Maybe I might be driving a Jeep soon. You never know.
Manifesting it, right?
Right. Knowing, yes, there's a contest to win one mid-February that watch me win it. That would be funny. If I do, I'm going to I'll take a picture of me in it and post it on social media so y'all can see. But that's funny. That would be funny. Cool. Wouldn't it be? Yeah. So, okay. So I want to explain a couple of things. So remember, we're called Tech Trend Investments. And in Web3, we have different names. We don't use our real name in Web3, but everybody knows our real name in Web3 now anyway. So yeah. It doesn't really matter. So when people first started investing in crypto and trading and stuff, the thing to do in the beginning, it was all underground. You would have to figure out what alpha group to get in to get the secret sauce and to know what to trade and what to buy. And you had to be retweet their stuff and post their stuff and go in and talk and chat and, get the volume up and then tell all your friends about it so other people would buy it. That's how the marketing was done in the beginning in crypto is, and everybody had, they call it a PFP, a profile picture, but it was a cartoon animal usually.
Usually, yeah. And
usually. So it was usually a cartoon animal or an NFT that existed back then. And it was a monkey or a bear or an ape or whatever was a penguin, whatever, the PFP was. Yep. And then people would rate their status based on what they knew the animal was and how popular the animal was. So a lot of people would just post one of the NFTs that had high values. And an NFT is a digital asset, which is basically a tokenized asset, but as a graphic put onto the blockchain that you can buy and sell. And so people would have that displayed as their profile picture. And then they would have fun names to call each other, not neener neener names, but Penguin 247 or I don't want to call anybody's name.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I'm trying to think of names. So it'd be a combo. You could go in and name generator and generate a name, and you'd be Puffy Alligator, or you come out with crazy names. And so think back to when y'all were a kid and you were going on these online games and the names that you created back then.
Your gamer tags back then.
Yeah, right. And or your email that you made up when you were 12. Or your gamer name, or if you were playing online games, you had to have a name that you made up for yourself. A lot of people carry those on into their adult life and still use those names as their email or their IG or wherever they are, right?
Right.
So my name is called Ace. So I've been known as Ace for a long time, and that's how I carried it on. So in Web3, I'm known as Ace, Ace of Spades. So if you go into Web3 and you look for Ace, I was a caller and analyst in there. But I've always used my profile picture of my actual real picture. I was one of the first people to use my real picture instead of a cartoon picture. But we all have our character names out there.
Right.
And so when we were investing back then, you would go into all these groups and then you would have to see what the hot token was or see what the next, trading asset was going to be. And everybody would talk to each other and nobody knew who anybody was. And you're talking to a profile picture and a picture of a alligator and you're, having a conversation with an alligator.
But that's how people used to.
I mean, that's how people used to invest and trade. A panda would be talking to an alligator, and then the alligator would be talking to a bear, and then the bear would be talking to a puppy. And then, so that's how it used to be. So in doing that, the only way to find the hot tokens or the hot crypto or know if ETH was going up or not is you had to be in one of these groups to get the juice, get the inside secret sauce, to find out what's hot, what to buy, what's going to be the next thing. And I was one of those people who would tell everybody based on technical analysis and looking at charts and seeing volume and seeing all the numbers. I started to track and see based on this, 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 and this, that certain asset has a potential to be profitable, right? Just like if you look at a house, if you go to buy a house and you say, okay, if it has like granite countertops and fresh paint, it's been remodeled and it has a pool and it has all these assets on it, then you know the valuation of the house is going to be up higher, and you know that more people are going to want it, so it creates demand. And if it's the only one on the block, then it has a low supply, so the price goes up. So I applied the same type of techniques and analogies on assets, digital assets, and digital asset tokens. And so I found 85 different key things that if you check off those boxes, it's like a pool for a token, a granite for the token, you know, upscale appliances, good neighborhood, like all these things. And you check these boxes on a digital asset. And if it has all these boxes checked, the probability that it's going to be a valuable asset just skyrocketed, which makes basically the value of the asset ended up skyrocketing, right?
Right.
So you understand how all this stuff was created. So before, you would just have to go, you know, throw darts and hope that you got a good one and you were in a good chat and people gave you good information and you bought early enough and you exited at the right time. That's like how it used to be.
Exactly how it was.
Okay, so sip of water.
Yep. Oh my God. Going back to those days where you jump in the chat and hope someone found something and you didn't, no one really knew what was what, or someone had some information, or someone knew somebody, and it was just like Elizabeth said, you were throwing darts at a dartboard and not really knowing where it would land, and you'd hope that one of them would hit the bullseye, and there was very slim odds that one would, unless you had someone with the knowledge like Elizabeth who would find the projects with the pool or the perfect view, or right, they had granite countertops.
Right. So that was the digital asset that everybody was looking for, the token that was going to run. And so what I ended up doing is saying, okay, based on this information, what's the likelihood? What's my R factor? And if I check off these boxes, what's the likelihood that it's going to succeed? And then I started to track the data and figure out what the success rate was based on that information. And then in doing so, because I'm a nerd and I love data, I love systems and strategy, I love data, I built out predictive models based on that information. Because I confirmed with the data that what the success rate was based on that information, because I was in the trenches calling it all the time, seeing all these come by. And then my AI trading bots became predictive AI trading bots because it scanned all the data, found all those 85 different key things, and then was able to spit out predictions based on that information. And so when a prediction and a predictive AI is, it's comparing data and then screening the data, compiling the data, and then coming up with a prediction based on a formula or an algorithm. And that's what we did. And so our trading bot, which is AI Signal, AI Base, and the BSC one now, they all started 4 years ago with the algorithm and the 85 different indicators and variables that make the predictive model. And when you're hearing about predictive platforms right now, a predictive platform would be, if you were going to pick or choose one of them, it would predict what has the highest probability that it's going to be successful. But a lot of these quote unquote predictive models right now, or predictive platforms, are just using market consensus and saying whoever votes the highest on one of them, that's going to be true because it got the highest votes. But all they're using is market consensus. So they're not using any data, system, strategy, analytics, details, variables, anything else to come up with a prediction. They're just saying, hey, y'all, there's 1,000 of you, vote and tell me which one you think is that has the best chance.
Right.
And then based on the group consensus, we think this is going to happen. And then that becomes their predictive model. So we take 85 different indicators and variables on the check marks that we found over Let's see, I've been trading in crypto since 2016, in AI since 2019, and in Web3 since 2021. So based on all the data that I've collected over that time period, I've compiled the top 85 indicators and variables, all those check marks. And when they all hit, then I know whatever we're calling out or our bots are calling out has the highest prediction rate based on that information. And then we've documented that those statistics for the last 4 years and compiled what they've all hit on the returns. And so it gives you the information and the analytics so you don't have to go into groups and talk and figure out what's the next big thing. It comes to you with all the information straight into your inbox. It gives you the name of the token, the market cap, the LP, the analytics, if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, how many holders. It gives you all the detailed information if you want, but it scans 50,000 tokens a day, finds the top 100 to 200, and uses the predictive AI model to give you that information.
Right. And it does it instantly. Right, you don't have to go and search. It screens them and it gives you the information just in case you want to do extra research yourself. But you get the pings, as we like to call them. We call them our pings, and then you can be actionable on them. Those are actionable pings, and they're at your fingertips right away. No research. You don't have to go find those 85 indicators and variables yourself. It doesn't say, oh, go look here for this. Nope. You get the token. You get all the information you need. And you can buy it right then and there.
And so the good thing is also is we're going to be giving away free trials now so you can try it out and see what it does. And so we're going to give one of our X accounts out. And the X account right now doesn't have the free trial in it, but we're going to post the free trial in the next couple of days. And we're going to turn on our free trials on Sunday. So you can try out AI Signal, you can try out AI Base, and you can try out our new BSC bot too, and then see the tokens and look at the contract address and see what we've been talking about for 2 years.
Right.
And we've been auto trading on these two, and that will be coming out next. So auto trading means that it automatically buys it for you as soon as it gets the pings, and it exits out on your profit targets out. And so we'll talk about that later, but right now you get to try the ones where you get the information and you make the decision based on the information if you want to execute it, but it's giving you the top tokens, the top digital assets, the highest priority, scanning the 50,000 tokens down to the top 100 to 200 a day. And what's the X account for BSC?
The X account is at BSCAI_bot. So I'll say it again. BSC.
Do the X, so say yeah, the X.com yeah. part.
So X.com/BSCAI_bot.
Okay, so BSC is Boy, Sam, Charlie. So people who didn't know it, like yeah. you didn't, because BSC is B for Boy, S for Sam, C for Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
So say it one more time.
BSC, Boys and Sam, or B is in boy, S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, AI_bot, BOT, B is in boy, O is in Oscar, T is in Tom.
We're like, are they doing alphabets today instead of numbers? So if you go on to x.com and then do BSC bot underscore.
No, BSCAI_bot.
I'm giving away somebody else's one. They're like, oh, this is cool. What's this? BSCAI_bot.
There we go.
Come check it out. Add and follow our Twitter account. And we're going to post the link that has the website that you can get the free trials on there. We're doing it on Sunday. Because Sunday, there's no football.
Right.
It's a big trading day. It's the first of the month, high volume, big trading day. The Fed would have already met. We're going to do free trials. You can see what these tokens are about. And we're going to do some live trading also on Sunday. So we're going to stream it in Telegram. We're going to stream it on X. And so you can watch us trade live. And then probably next Tuesday, we might do some live trading also. But we know that right now, like, predictive platforms are the rage, and we built ours out 4 years ago, and y'all get to try it out now. But we have over like 10,000 traders have been trading on our platforms for the last 4 years, you know, off and on. So a lot of people have already done it. It's just y'all didn't get a chance to yet. So we're giving you that chance to try it out for free and check it out and see what the rage is and all these predictive bots that are out there and trading platforms. Like, we were the first predictive trading bot that existed, and we built it out 4 years ago. So now you get to see what the rage is and what we've been talking about for 2 years. And there may be a couple predictions on how many times I say matcha on LA Talk Radio.
Right.
Or how many times we say DYOR NFA. How many times we say Jeep in a segment. How many times we say go ETH. So if you're trading on the other quote unquote prediction websites, look for those, because they may be popping up soon. And then next Tuesday, it'll have like the deadline. It'll end after the show ends. And next Tuesday, it'll count. It'll say, how many times did Elizabeth say matcha on the episode? And then you get to like predict what you think's going to happen and get your return on that. And then, or how many times does she say Jeep? Or how many times does she say DYOR? Or how many times does she say matcha? So, and what's the new car going to be that she's going to talk about next week?
That's the big question.
We never know. We never know. We never know. But also, go ETH, right?
Go ETH. It's always go ETH.
So come check out our X. Get the link to get the free trials. And even if you're not going to trade, just the curiosity, check it out.
Maybe
have a friend. Give it to a friend. It's a $250 value that we're giving away for free. So give it to a friend. If you don't want to use it, I'm sure you know 10 other people that trade digital assets, so you can give it to them for free. You're like, hey, happy belated holidays. Here's a gift for you.
Right.
Or happy Valentine's Day. Here's a gift for you. Here, you get to trade for an hour for free.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you just go talk to one of your finance bros, your tech bros, and you're like, hey, I have a gift for you. But go ETH. Our targets again, we anticipate once we break through that 3050, we're on the next leg to 3150, next leg to 3250, 3350, 3400. And I think, again, do your research, not financial advice. I think we're going to hit 4400 in the month of February.
Woo!
That's my target. So right now, put that on one of your prediction websites. But do your research, not financial advice. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Tuesday. And
we'll see you guys next week, right? Big week ahead. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.